Greetings and welcome to Spirit Guide Alignment. What I want to do is tell you about some of what is going to be in this course. Here you will find in this, because I have not had a chance to list it in a PDF format just yet, but by the time you get to it, it may already be typed up for you. But I'm going to list the areas because a lot is covered in this course. It's pretty robust. I wanted to give you a really well-rounded, lesson in terms of connecting with your spirit guides and really building that connection of alignment with them, so you can always trust that it's really happening and make the most use of it for yourself. So, the first thing is that we're going to talk about taking notes and how important that is, okay? Very important to take notes the entire time, so you can remember your experiences as you're developing. If you already have a notebook for that, then go ahead and add to that. The other part I'll be talking about is how I met my spirit guides. I'll be giving you all an attunement, an aura attunement, which will clear your aura and your chakras. So you'll be open and more receptive to doing this course and to connecting with your spirit guides. And then there's a lecture after the aura attunement. And then after that, I'm going to talk about how it's important for you to share your comments and questions. There will be some meditation instructions on how to properly meditate. Also, we'll be doing a spirit guide meeting, and we're going to do it in a very beautiful place, an enchanted forest, okay? And then there's a green heart meditation to connect with your guides. The other thing we're going to do is I've got like several lectures here. The first five lectures are back to back for me, anywhere from the three steps to working with your guides to a bunch of other ones. Now, the next thing we'll talk about is how to meet your guides with the help of Archangel Gabriel. The other one is what to do before you sleep, and this is to work with your spirit guides while you're sleeping, okay? What's your spirit guide look like, or what does your spirit guide look like is another part we're going to discuss. And spirit interview, a spirit guide interview where I'm actually doing the same interview questions that I ask three other people that are a part of this. I actually was able to interview some friends of mine and ask them what their experiences are with working with their spirit guide, so you all can hear about that. Also, how do spirit guides communicate with us, and how can we communicate with them? We go into that. What you may need to work on with your guides, a list of those things that you may need to work on with them and how to go about doing it. Also, why people want to work with spirit guides. We really dive into that. And then I'm going to have you do an exercise where you observe your spirit guide for a day. Then I've got the three lectures I talked about with my friends, wonderful friends that I know that have actually worked with their spirit guides and do it on a regular basis. So I ask their perspectives and ask them questions. And also a part about if you tried everything, what is something that you can do to work with your spirit guides if you've done everything? Next thing we're almost done is I share some added insights about working with your spirit guides, and some final messages where I want you to choose someone that you want to work with as a spirit guide, okay? So there's a lot covered here. I hope you'll listen to the videos. I also have in here some important links so you can listen to when I channel spirit guides and work with them, some actual interaction with that, so you can see that in action if you want to see that as well. So beyond that, this is your walk through the course, and I wanted to give you a well-rounded introduction to let you know that you are appreciated and so welcome for being here. And if you have any questions at all, definitely leave a comment anywhere in the course. Shoot me a message, whatever. And let's do this. Let's continue doing this. And I'll see you further on into the course. Peace, love, and light to you on your journey as well.